thirsty. The attempted change of the Sabbath. I'm a pastor and a history teacher, and therefore I'm fascinated of biblical prophecy. Because you can see in history the fulfillment of the words of the Bible. And that there will be a power that tries to change the Sabbath, the law of God. We can see in history fulfilled. And that's fascinating, isn't it? Now, the prophet Daniel, in a vision in chapter 7, saw seven beasts coming out of the sea. Wow! You see the waves. The beasts, in a way, similar to the image in Daniel chapter 2, where we had this image of gold, silver, brass, iron. And here we have, instead of the metals, animals, beasts. The lion, Babylon, the bear, Medo-Persian, the panther with four heads, Greece. These four heads symbolize the four offices. When Alexander the Great died, his four offices took over the government. And then the fourth beast, a dragon. It described all. Yeah, as you can see it here. I think this wouldn't be a painting for your sleeping room, or? This fourth power has many horns, and it shows the power. And after some time, a little horn, little in the beginning, comes out, which becomes bigger and bigger than all the other horns in the end. Now, what is this about? We will see it in history. Everything here, which is colored on this map, or so surrounded, shows the empire of the Romans. About 500 AD, the western part crumbled. Before that, in 395 AD, the Roman Empire, was divided in organization in two parts. Western part, Rome, the capital. Eastern part, the capital of Constantinople, called Byzantium, today Istanbul. Here, when all the German tribes came down here, the Western Empire of Romans just disappeared. But then came an emperor in the Eastern Roman Empire, which succeeded the Western one from more than 1,000 years. And there was an emperor, Justinian. He tried to make a big Roman Empire again. And everything that is colored in this light brown color here, he succeeded to get back to the Roman Empire. So he succeeded in getting Italy back to the Roman Empire, which was very important because of Rome, which was the center for a long period of time. Now, in 538, Justinian died in 565 AD. So some years before that, he did something which had an enormous influence on church history. He made the Bishop of Rome, the Roman Catholic Bishop of Rome, to a bishop above the bishops. And when the political system collapsed again, because from after Justinian's death, this empire became smaller and smaller and smaller. In the end, there was only Constantinople left in 1453 AD. That was the end. And because of Justinian, who made the Bishop of Rome to a special, very chief position, the Bishop of Rome became the Pope. And we can read this development in Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. This little horn in the beginning, he will speak against the Most High and oppress his saints and try to change the set times and the laws. He tries to change the laws. The saints will be handed over to him for a time, times and half a time. 3.5 years, 1,260 days, in prophecy, days, the code, years. So 1,260 years. They started in 538 and ended in 1798, the time of Napoleon. And during this time, more than 1,000 years, the Roman Catholic Church oppressed the saints and tried to kill them, the real saints, wherever they found them. Till tomorrow.